Blog Talk Radio.
About me and you, love, spending some special time. I can even write a rhyme about you. See, I know what it means now to be caught up. Chasing your thoughts, just like the sense of your perfume. It fills the room even when you're not there. Is it hot in here or is it just me? Maybe it's the vision of your mocha skin pulling me in and making me do things I don't want.
Man, it has been three months, but it's only been a couple of weeks. But, man, we are so glad to be back. This is the Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast. You are live. 516-387-1381 is the phone number. Hopefully you're listening on the link. Again, we have been gone for a minute. We are going to be back. The boys are back in town, just like, what was it, 48 hours? The boys are back.
Here we go.
Ladies cleaned up the studio, and we can't find nothing. I mean, everything is moved. My special, tell me, boom. By the way, this is my right hand, my man. I'm going to do some intros, and we're going to talk about the condition. We left the studio and the things the ladies did they came back 2 weeks. But for real note, shout out to the ladies. Had a great show 2 weeks ago. Fantastic job, ladies.
Thank you. It was fun.
So, again, this is the Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast Facebook group live. And I'm going to go ahead and start off the intros. My right hand, my man, boom shakalaka. Go ahead, David.
I don't know why I laugh every time you say that name.
Every time.
All right, I'm David, just in case you don't know who I am. I look forward to a great show tonight. So you guys, thank you for listening, and we will talk later.
Fantastic. And Miss Rilla, go ahead. Miss Parker.
Hi, this is Rilla, a.k.a. Miss Parker. Or
hey,
should I
Ms.
say?
Parker.
There you go. Hey, Miss Parker.
Hey, Miss Parker.
Definitely looking forward to a great show tonight. I missed you guys.
Oh, for real.
Yeah,
all right, thank you.
A little bit.
And then, Madam Secretary, go ahead, please.
Yes, it is I. Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening. This is Mia checking in, a.k.a. Madam Secretary. Definitely missed you guys. We had to let the fellas back in. We enjoyed ladies'
so
night.
Appreciate you so much.
Show.
Yeah. Thank you for permission to get back into the studio.
Yes, we have to unlock the doors, you know.
We changed the locks, though.
Okay, right. New locks.
Change the locks on us.
So 2 weeks ago, Mia, we did Ladies Night, and we had an absolute ball.
Oh,
we
my
had
goodness.
Some people listening to us from all the way over in Dublin.
And yes, Reginald and his crew, his co-workers. They've been listening in for a few weeks. Hey, Reginald, if you're listening. Hey, fellas.
Hi, Reginald. Hi, guys.
How are you guys? I know it's early in the morning there in Ireland, but definitely we appreciate you listening in. My panel, we're here every other Thursday if you guys tune in, and we also have another podcast team who are on the week that we're not on, so we alternate, but we definitely appreciate you guys listening in.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely, positively. And So before we get started, we got a couple of great topics we're going to get into. We're going to take your phone calls, of course, and your questions. If you're part of the group, you can chat in the there's a chat box or a post box that you can type your questions in. We'll check that periodically if we get time to it. We definitely will. We appreciate that also. But before we get started, we've got to talk about the condition of the studio when we left it. We knew where everything was when we left. And when I got back in, they bust out a vacuum cleaner. They dusted. They cleaned up around here. I mean, I don't know, D. I don't know what to say. Yeah. I'm almost speechless. I am speechless.
You should be.
With
the way you left
the
place,
toilet.
You should be speechless.
Yes, the toilet seat.
Left down.
Exactly. See, why is that so hard? Why is that so hard to leave that thing down?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Exactly. You have to answer that question because we put it down. We make sure that
it's
down. But you guys left everything a mess. You left bottles everywhere, and it was just a mess. Mm-hmm. It smelled awful.
A smell, definitely.
A smell.
I don't even know. Like, we need to have someone next time who can actually sit with them and make sure everything is left properly because I don't think they can handle it.
Baby sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow.
That is aroma.
Yeah.
No, it's called.
That's a man. That's a man smell.
A man scent.
Exactly.
Man.
So, ladies, we had to break out the bleach and get the place clean.
There you go. The bleach. What am I talking about? But anyway, we might cover that a little bit later on. Finish that up. But right now, we're gonna jump right in. We got a couple of great topics. Our first topic, fighting fair in a relationship, which if there is such a thing as fighting fair, effective arguing in a relationship is going to be covering arguing, what words you may not want to say, what you shouldn't say, when you should say, all of that we're going to try to cover. Now, we do want to always preface, we are not licensed therapists, but we are therapists of experience. That's why we want you to call in and give your questions, comments, and so forth, or chat in the group. So we're going to dive in. As usual, I'm going to start off with my man, Boom Shakalaka, man. When it comes to, you know, fighting fair, give us your take.
Okay. Fighting fair. It's I look at it like this. As long as you – let's say if I was to come to my significant other and just say, hey, we need to talk. You know, we can kind of sit down as adults and just kind of – I can bring my position and whatever we're arguing about, and she's sitting there actually listening to me, and vice versa. I can hear her side, you know, just calmly, just like I'm talking to you right now. If you get to that point to where there's no yelling, because when you yell and you yell at each other, you're not really, you hear what they're saying, but you're not listening to what they're saying, if that makes any sense. You know, I had a situation a while ago. A friend of mine was just upset about something that I said to her. Even though the way it came out, I didn't mean for it to come out the way she took it. But this was a pretty heated argument over the phone. And, you know, we just really couldn't get each other's point across while we were kind of heightened that situation. We were kind of talking to each other. So it pretty much ended the friendship for a minute. Mm-hmm. Situation happened where we ended up talking again. And again, I don't want to get into any detail because she may be listening right now. So just to kind of use it as an example, you know, we talked, you know, we got back together, we were friends and stuff. And it wasn't until we were alone with each other. We was out to dinner. It was like the elephant in the room. Because we still had that situation just sitting in the back of our mind. So
right.
We were able to more calmly talk about that situation. And from that discussion, I can actually see where she was coming from because I was listening to her as far as how, whatever I said, you know, what I said, I can see how she took it a certain way. And once we got that cleared up, we did still agree to disagree on certain things, but we don't talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
So once we put it in the past, it needs to stay there.
Mm.
You know, you can't bring that stuff back up if it has nothing to do with a different situation. If that, you know what I mean. So,
mm-hmm.
Fighting fair just basically means, you know, no yelling, no shouting over each other, because all you're doing is saying what you want to say just loudly. You know, you can say the exact same thing. You don't have to yell about
right.
it. So, calm situation usually works out better in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm with that. Ms. Parker, what you say about it?
I agree with David. I agree with what he said. I think for me, when I started thinking about this topic, fighting fair is more than just staying calm. Fighting fair is not throwing low blows. It's definitely not calling.
Low
blows. It's definitely not calling your partner, the person that you say that you care about, you're in relationship with, calling them out of their name. That's definitely not fair. Name calling is just definitely not fair. And then two, what David said about bringing up things in the past, because we're fighting about, you know, you not doing the dishes, we don't need to bring up me staying out late the other night as well, you know, or a month ago or 2 months ago or whenever that was. So I think all of those things are components of fighting fair. Now, like David said, you can't hear me and my opinion, my view, my words if indeed you are speaking over me. You can't hear what I'm saying. And a lot of times, though, people who are quiet are not really listening, because I've done it. I will say that sometimes I will say, seriously, and women, tell me if I'm wrong, but I can be sitting there and have tuned out. So I'm not hearing really whatever you're saying, because I've already made up my mind. I'm already done with the conversation. And so I think that's a real component of not fighting fair. You really have to listen to the other person to get their perspective, their point of view, so that you can, and not listening with the intent to answer, but listening so that you can understand what they are actually saying. And I think those are all components of fair fighting. If we can get that down, then hey, you know, we can actually have good conversation and probably get somewhere.
Exactly.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Right on. Yeah. I mean, that low blow one was a real real home run hit.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you got to say, Mrs. Madam Sec there?
Oh yeah, I definitely, you know, I agree with all of you guys with, you know, fighting fair and no name calling. You know, when you're having a disagreement. Mm-hmm. I feel like typically in a relationship or even a friendship, when people are arguing, it's always something else. It's like an underlining something that one of the individuals has, and it blows out of proportion. You know, you're not actually talking about the issue. It's like you're attacking the person, and everything gets blurred. Nothing gets resolved, and it's just like, okay, people separate and go their separate ways, and then the topic is never resolved. It's like an unresolved issue, and that's why it keeps coming up, because it was an argument, right? I feel like if I have a disagreement or if I feel passionate about something, I should be able to come to you and have a conversation. It doesn't have to be an argument. And I feel like people are always on the defense in a relationship when they shouldn't be in a defensive situation. You should be, like, working together on that situation and trying to figure it out versus...
Right,
like,
we're on the same team.
You know, let me figure out how I can ruffle this person's feathers. And, like, it's unnecessary, right, because it resolves nothing. People are not talking. Some people leave, right? And then it's like, now where do we stand? And it was off of one... It could be petty, like you said, washing the dishes, something petty, right? You had a whole argument, and now we're talking about what you did last year on July 4th. Like,
exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to learn your significant other, because some people just like to argue. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. They just love the chaos, and they want to argue regardless of what you're doing, just, you know, because they love that space, right? They thrive on it. So definitely picking your battles. If I'm not passionate about something, let your spouse run with it. Let them have that moment. You don't have to disagree or argue or discredit their feelings or their emotions because they feel passionate about something. You may not feel passionate, but they may feel passionate about it.
That's funny. I had a friend of mine tell me the other day, we were having a conversation, and she said, just let me win this one. You know what I mean? And sometimes I think that's how your spouse feels or your significant other feels. Just let me win this one, you know, because it's not that deep. So everything doesn't have to be an argument, and everything doesn't have to have a response. Sometimes I can just say something not warranting a response. You know what I mean?
Just listen.
Just listen. That's all.
That's
just
it.
Let me have
was
this
it a,
one. Yeah.
Was it a guy friend that said that?
No, this was a female friend of mine, but still, it just rings in my head. She was like, just let me have this.
Normally a guy says that, just let me win.
See, men always think that women are supposed to win every argument. No, it doesn't work like that.
No, it's just that we never win the arguments.
Yes, you can win an argument.
That is so not true.
Yeah, if you let us know. You just let us know that you let us win sometimes. So
okay.
And that's what it is. We just let you have that one.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Go back. We go back a minute ago. David actually can bear witness to this. David knows I was dating an attorney. Well, she's a professor, but she also has a law degree. And, you know, we were talking in a chat box once. And he'll tell you that, you know, 9 times out of 10, the arguments were – every now and again, the argument would breach into a chat box. It was usually me responding, and then she would have one response and would be like, and you call me right now. And that was the end. And I noticed how she had the habit of shutting that mess down immediately. I mean, this is a real, real bright girl. And when we actually would argue, the thing that I liked about her, one thing I can definitely respect about her, is that she never fought dirty. She never, ever fought dirty. When she couldn't, which is getting back to...
Yeah,
I remember.
Love that.
I definitely remember that. She was in a chat room.
When you guys are fighting or arguing with someone, go back and apologize, or do you just leave it?
Say what?
Do you guys apologize after the argument, or do you guys leave it as is?
So that was another thing that was with her. She didn't like to say things like, I'm sorry for this, I'm sorry for that. What she would say was, and she was the one that kind of taught me this, every single disagreement that we have should have one purpose. And she said, I never want to beat you. I never want to defeat you in an argument. My job is to get you to understand where I'm coming from, and then hopefully you understand, or I understand where you're coming from, and at the end, we can meet in the middle. She said, sometimes even agreeing to disagree doesn't necessarily solve anything, because sometimes it's just waving a white flag, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen again. So she was real big on not actually apologizing, but more or less saying, I understand where you're coming from. This is what I want to do to remedy this for next time, something like that. So, she was the only one who didn't require apologies. Everybody else I did, you know, they all wanted this. They all wanted the I'm sorry. And sometimes, even when I said I'm sorry, it's just like, yeah. And then last week, I'm like, I mean, I just said I'm sorry. Why are you going back? Okay, I'm sorry for everything. Sorry for what? Name everything you're sorry for. Oh, come on, I'm sorry for when I wet the bed when I was 6. I'm sorry I talked back to my mama when I was 12. I'm sorry for the bad grade I got in jail.
But see, that wasn't what she was saying. That wasn't, I don't think.
No.
From a woman's perspective, that wasn't what she was saying. Mm. Sometimes people can say, I'm sorry, and it's empty. And that's, I think, what she was saying. Someone can say, I'm sorry, and it's like just to shut you up, as opposed to saying,
I don't want it.
Look, right, as opposed to
I don't want
this
sorry.
I'm sorry for, you know, making you feel the way I made you feel, or I'm sorry for saying whatever I said. And so that's what she was, I think, and I don't know her, so I can't speak for her, but I think that's what she was saying, is that I don't want just a generic I'm sorry. I want to know what you're sorry for. And that would lead to more conversation, deeper conversation, to say, so that you guys could hopefully come to an agreement, or come to a place where she understood where you were coming from and you understood how it made her feel. I think that's what she was saying, more than I want to hear about, you know, your apology for wet
for
bed
everything.
When you were six. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's more of what she was saying. But saying I'm sorry is definitely important.
It's important.
Because it lets the other person know that you value their feelings. You value how you understand that even if you don't feel you were wrong, sometimes it's not about you being right or wrong. It's about you acknowledging that they felt a certain type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry that you felt that way. You know, this is how I feel. And I'm sorry that that makes you feel a certain way. So not necessarily saying I'm sorry for how I feel, but or what I, you know, what I believe, but I'm sorry that it made you feel the way that it made you feel.
Right. Now, for guys,
I suppose.
Well, for guys, let me just say this.
Yeah.
Two things I want to get across. The first thing is, if you receive a text or some sort of message that says these four dreaded words, we need to talk.
We need to talk.
We need to talk. That's scary. Why is that so scary? We need to talk.
Yeah. 9 times out of 10 is not good. Okay, it's not good. So we need to learn how to get out of that thinking, because sometimes it's just a reminder of, okay, this is what's going on with me. I need you to know. And it's basically her communicating something that's going on. Now, the second thing is, if that stops, you know, there's no arguing, there's, you know, something is off, she's either checked out or she's getting ready to check out. So you kind of got to look for that. If the argument, you know, 9 times out of 10, the argument is just because they care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they want to get the situation done. If it stops, she no longer cares. And it can go both ways.
Right, that's
true.
So
you have to look for that sign. If the argument stops and she's like, oh, okay, whatever. She's done checked out already.
Checking out. Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I do want to say is, if you receive that text, stop it right
we
there.
Need to talk.
Don't text back. Wait until you can actually have a conversation. So many conversations go awry and become arguments through text, because you cannot hear diction. You can't hear diction.
Yeah.
You can't hear a tone of voice. You
don't
can't hear any of those things through text. So stop it. If you get that dreaded, we need to talk text.
We need to talk.
Call her. Or wait until you get home.
Fellas, don't be scared of the weekend.
No, we're not going to wait. We're not going to wait no 8 hours.
Okay,
no.
Okay, just don't continue it over text. That's my point.
No.
Do not continue that conversation over text.
Yeah, okay.
All I'm going to say is that when I get that text or the call, whatever, what I actually hear is, I go back to 8 years old and I hear, wait till your father gets home. That's what that sounds like to me. We're going to pay some bills. Ooh. This is the Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast. Again, phone number 516-387-1381. We'll be back in a sec.
Montana's, we're living the best life.
Getting ready for a good time. It's Friday night, so I'm ready to roll. Just about time to get the show on the road. You're jumping at the feet.
celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
Have you ever dreamed of building and owning your own home? What if I told you it was possible to easily customize your own personal luxury home? What if I told you it was affordable? Look no further. With Lodging Homes, we make your dreams a reality with state-of-the-art materials, efficient construction crews, experienced architects, and home designers contracted to help you every step of the way. Call us today at 1-800-787-HOME or visit us at lodginghomes.com. Let us help you achieve your dreams and build your future. Brought to you by LEGO. Create the impossible.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry. I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse. And it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
Escape to Sybaris, a private paradise voted the best romantic getaway in the United States. Visit us online at Sybaris.com, that's Sybaris.com, to receive a free brochure and special discounts for your next romantic getaway.
Hey, we are back, Midwest Mocha Singles Live Podcast. So just quick PSA real quick. I want to let everybody know our phone lines are full right now. And the phone number is 516-387-1381. And if you are calling, if you're just listening, go ahead and try to use the link instead of the actual phone number. We're trying to keep those lines open for questions. But if that's the only way you can do it, we appreciate it.
Yeah. For sure. Hey, have you guys eaten at Montana's? I just heard the commercial. Have you guys eaten at Montana's?
Ribs.
Chicken.
The ribs fall off the bone. I'm telling you. Man, if you guys, if you are listening, audience, if you haven't been to Montana's, please, please go. It is amazing, okay? You will love it. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
You will love it. Thank you. So, again, we are back, full crew back again, Midwest Smoke Singles Live. This is the Facebook group, Midwest Smoke Singles. Anybody can join, however, you don't have to be in the Midwest, although it does help because then you could be in near Indianapolis where we, most of us, live. No shade to Florida, though. No shade. So our second segment, we're going to kick it off here. The second segment is called If You Give, Receive, Hand, whatever, money to your mate, but then break up after that, should that money be repaid? That's another hot topic, hot button topic.
Mm.
So we're going to jump right into it. Who wants to kick this one off?
Uh-oh. I'll start.
Because I know
go
I ain't going to work.
Go for it.
Yes. Mia. It's easy for me. For me, in a relationship, there's not like a, we're borrowing money from each other. So we're kind of like co-mingling. I do for you, you do for me. It's not like, oh, my God, I owe you some money or you owe me some money. That's not a thing if we're in a relationship. The only people who should be owing you money, per se, would be business partners or friends, maybe family, but not my significant other, because we're helping each other. And so it's not a thing if I'm borrowing money from our household or our situation or each other. Baby, let me get some money for this. So if we break up, we just break up. Like, I'm not going to say, oh, my God, we broke up. Remember you took some money from me 2 months ago? Go ahead and pay up. No, that's not a thing. Like, it's a wash at this point. Like, oh, yeah. Walk away. The only time I feel like in a relationship maybe that there will be some ties is if you guys have a business venture. And
exactly.
I've seen situations where maybe either you are able to continue that business venture or you may have to go your separate ways. And then I may have to buy you out or you may have to buy me out. But outside of that, I'm not into the and I know it's common because I hear it a lot where people will definitely borrow and loan their woman some money or whatever. I don't know what that looks like. But for me, like, I'm going to do for you like you do for me. Like, we're not about to play that game. Like, I have a tally sheet somewhere. Like, where is that? Where do you keep that information? I don't know. But, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. For sure. I agree. I agree completely and totally. In a relationship, I think, and I think it's where you are in that relationship too, because if you're very new, if the relationship is very new and one of you runs into some hard times and the other person says, well, I'll loan you, you know, whatever, and the operative word there is loan. If you say, okay, well, I'll take care of that for you or I'll give that to you, then that's a gift. But if that person says, you know, it's very new, but I want to help you out, I'm going to loan you this money, blah, 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 then yes, I think that should be paid back. As a relationship progresses and conversations are had to say that we're going to start commingling things, because see, even in marriages, a lot of times people still keep things separate, not to say that they're borrowing or loaning each other monies, but by the same token, they keep things some things separate as far as finances. So I think that you're right in a relationship where you are, you know, committed and you are living together and all of that kind of stuff, then yes, you should be helping each other out as needed. It's ours, yours, mine, and ours. However, as you said, if it's a business venture and you make a loan to that person for that business, for their business, you're going to pay me my money back. You know, even because that's a whole different thing. That's your thing over there. I'm helping you by loaning you the money, so therefore you're going to pay me my money back. If I'm investing in the business, that's a different thing. But if I'm helping you by loaning you some money, say, for instance, you have an order that you have to pay for right now and you just don't have the capital, I'm loaning you that money for your business, and then you need to pay me my money back. So there are different circumstances where I do think money should be paid back. And then there are other circumstances within the relationship where, no, you know, you're my man or, you know, you're my woman, and we're together. And it's going to make us better. So it just kind of depends on the situation.
Okay. All right. Well, I think the boys are back in town on this one.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Go ahead, D.
Now, the petty me would be like, hey, you remember that 4 for $4 I paid for last week?
Wait.
$4. I want my $4.34 back.
And the petty you would probably be single after that. You probably be single after that year. Just so you know. Okay.
And you guys, got some cheese in that bad boy too. So, but no, I do agree with the ladies to a certain degree. If you're not cohabitating, and let's say if one comes short on the rent, then hey, here's money you need to pay your rent, but you know, obviously, I'm going to need that back. at some point, and vice versa. So certain things, yeah, I can see after breakup, if it was like a major purchase or whatnot that you promised to pay back but you didn't, yeah, you need to go ahead and give it back. But other than that, just cut your losses. It's just going to lead to more drama that you really don't need. Cut and run. It's pretty much just that simple for me anyway. But, yeah, the petty me, yeah, I want my $4 back. Right. Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with that for the most part, too. But one thing I'm going to say, which is probably going to be an unpopular opinion, so I'm bracing for it already. To me, it depends upon why that breakup went down. And I'm going to give an example. Me and XYZ have been together for, I'm say, 6 months, maybe 4 months. Something like that. So it's not like a lifetime thing. We're not living together, you know, but, you know, whatever. And she comes to me, or he comes to her in that case, and it's like, hey, you know, I need blah, blah, blah for a new rims. Something, you know, not really a bill, just something that he or she wants. The other one says, oh, you know, it's not, no problem. Here's $250. 2 days later, that person's like, you know what, I don't think things are working out. And it's a real lame excuse. I mean, you can, it almost, some of it can look framed like, I needed to wait till your payday to make sure I got my payday. Now I'm cool with splitting up. You can't tell me that somebody in that situation who was the bank is not going to set out a collection agency to try to get that money back, especially if they got that feeling where they said, I think you planned this. So in those cases, I'm okay with the person, the banker, wanting to, you know, recoup on their quote-unquote investment. That ain't investment. They just basically framed that to get that out of somebody. I think in that situation – yeah, that right there, that's the one time. The one time I'm going to say, yeah, I think it's all right.
And you're right.
Brian,
that's a good thing because you know early.
Yeah.
Again?
That is. That's true. That's very true, Mia. That's a good thing because you know early on in the relationship that this person isn't about the right thing. And you're lucky that they displayed this early enough for you to get out and cut your losses. I will say to you, though, if you are a person who this person comes to you and they say, I want these rims or whatever it is that you said, and you say, okay, I'm going to take care of that. Those are your words. I'm going to take care of that. That means that is a gift. Okay, I'm going to take care of that are those words that you used. You chose those words. Now, if you had said, okay, I'm going to loan you the money to get them, that's a different thing. But if you said, I'm going to take care of that, that's a gift to that person. And if, you know, you come back now after we break up, whether it's 2 days or 2 months, I'm going to tell you, you better go somewhere.
Get somewhere.
Yeah, and sit down. Have several seats.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The gift-giving loophole.
Wow. So, we have a caller?
Yes, we do. We have a caller. The last four of your number are 7263. Caller, again, the last four of your number are 7263. You got a minute. Go ahead. Call, you there? Caller? Okay, they might not be on. They might be just a listener. One more time, caller, if your last four, your number are 7263, you're live on Midwest Smoke Singers Podcast. Go ahead. Okay, they must have dropped or something. I don't hear them saying nothing.
We lost that one. That's okay. So, yeah, Brian, cut your losses and move on, babe.
Yeah, I mean, in that case, that's exactly what I would do. I can say that I've never been in that situation. However, I've heard that situation. I've seen it before. And that's when a lot of times, you know, you'll see somebody frame that like, oh, we were together and then we broke up and all of a sudden they want all their stuff back. But they didn't tell you the reason why they wanted their stuff back. Of course, it's like those Facebook posts when you hear so-and-so did X, Y, Z to me. I'm like, well, I need to know the whole story. I heard 5 minutes of the story and I just see your post and I don't see what they're saying. So now I'm not going to hit like. I'm not going to hit heart. I'm not going to hit care. I'm not going to inbox. I'm a reserve judgment because I don't know both sides.
Mm-hmm. Brian, do you want your gift back too?
Right. No, me personally, no. If I give you something, no. If that's totally different. Now again, you might say, well, dang, the first one was a gift. No, I mean, like if it's birthdays and stuff like that, even if you do it like that, if I give you a birthday gift, anniversary, or if I went out like one day, if I knew you had a bad day and I sent a dozen roses to your job, I ain't gonna say, hey man, them roses were $79.90. I'm not gonna do all that. You know, you can keep all that. But that's just the price you pay for, you know, when anything fails. I mean, everything's gonna cost. Everything's gonna cost. And that's one of the costs when you get in a relationship. You can't go into it thinking if I buy this and we break up, let me tally that up because you owe me, a whole month's salary. No, you can't do that, man. If you're doing that, you're destined to fail already because you're going in with the wrong attitude, the wrong spirit. Your vibes are all jacked up. You're gonna mess up your relationship before it even starts. If you're thinking about that, you know, if you give something, it's like boom. I gave this from the bottom of my heart, not the bottom of my checkbook.
And I think we need to say, for myself and Madam Secretary, we need to say that to the ladies, too, because ladies, you know, we give gifts to men, and if you give him that watch, don't ask for it back when you break up. Just tacky. You know, don't do that. You gave it as a gift. It was his birthday. Mm-hmm. You were happy when you gave it to him. As a matter of fact, you were really proud that you gave him that particular gift because you knew it was something that he wanted. You knew it was something that was going to make him happy. So when y'all break up, don't ask for that stuff back. It's a gift.
And I also say don't tear it up either. Can we put that out there?
Yes.
Like, stop, okay?
Yeah.
I'm talking to the ladies.
Right now we're talking to the ladies.
Yes. Oh, my God. Let it go.
Just let it go. Walk away. Yeah, let it go. Because then, your next relationship, you're going to carry that anger, you know, from that relationship, tearing stuff up and doing all that stuff. It'll carry over to your next one. And your next one might be that one. So you don't want to carry that stuff over. So, let it go.
Right.
Let it go. And tell them, you know, you look good in it. Go.
Ladies, can I ask a question? This is directly to the ladies. This one always gets me. And you just be honest with me, man. And I'm asking for behalf of all men. All men are asking this question right now through me, like the seance type thing.
You're channeling all men.
I am on this one. Okay.
Okay.
Man, what's up with the cars? Why? What is the deal when something goes wrong? Some of y'all. I got to take it out on that car. What is going after the car?
Never, ever. Okay.
Right.
I don't know where that comes from. Never. I feel like I always say things like, hey, I have a vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if I can tear up his vehicle, he can tear up my vehicle. This is not going to work. So I don't understand why. I just saw a video recently circulating. Like, what is your point of, like, doing these things? But I understand women's perspective. Like, they think, like, oh, my God, he loves his car more than he loves me. And so they, like, want to hurt him in any kind of way that they can without being physical. So they attack his personal, his prized possessions.
Yeah.
But, no, it's not sweet. Mm-mm. No.
That's exactly it.
Scratched or burnt.
Yeah.
Every time.
That's what some of these women think, is that this is his most prized possession. He washes it. He waxes it. He talks to it. He spends so much time with this vehicle that, you know, that's his most prized possession. And so if she is frustrated and she feels like she can't do anything else to hurt him, then that's when she attacks his belongings, whether it be, you know, like waiting to exhale where she burns all his clothing, or, you know, bleaches, you know, pours bleach on his clothing, that kind of thing, or whether she attacks his vehicle. That's where that comes from. And I think that comes from a matter of just pure frustration. And so, yeah, ladies, we got to stop doing that. Because like Mia said, we have vehicles and homes and, you know, all kinds of possessions these days, and we don't want anybody doing that stuff to us. So, yeah, no, that's unacceptable.
Sorry, fellas.
Right.
I'm handling
all the women in the world.
Yes,
all the women. And we apologize. We are sorry for your vehicles, your windshield getting broken.
Oh,
the windshield out your car. We're sorry for that whole song, okay? So.
All right. Well, we got to pay some bills. This next segment must be brought to us by Ray Ray's Auto Repair or something along that line. But anyway, we'll be back in the second show.
I'm Fran Phillips, Deputy Secretary for Public Health at the Maryland Department of Health. Our agency is closely monitoring all aspects of COVID-19, the new coronavirus, and taking steps to keep Marylanders safe and healthy. Though the public health threat in Maryland remains low, every level of government is working diligently to prepare for all possible scenarios. Protect yourself and your loved ones from respiratory viruses by washing hands frequently and covering your coughs and sneezes. Stay home from school and work if you are sick. It's important to know the majority of people recover from this infection. Many patients will have only mild to moderate symptoms. Visit health.maryland.gov or dial 211 for up-to-date information and resources.
1, 2, 3, 4! Hey, hey, Miller Lite! It, and that is what we say in Texas. When we ask for a cerveza, we want to start a fiesta. The beer is Miller Lite. Like is it today? See, the great Pilsner taste keeps you ahead of it all. Miller Lite, Miller Lite, that's what we say in Texas. Miller Lite, Miller Lite, it's it, and that.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code, and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well,
why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir.
When, oh, when will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
See your next special occasion from an elegant new perspective. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, group outings. A most memorable experience with views you won't find on land. Exceptional, unforgettable Odyssey. Plan your next special occasion at odyssey.com.
All right. We were back. Hey, we didn't have a real ad for Ray Ray's. I just put that in there, though. But if there's a Ray Ray's out there, we're glad to run your ads if you got one. So we are back, Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast, once again. Again, if you're listening to the link, if you got a question or comment, let's see, the number is 516-387-1381. Again, this is the Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast group from Facebook. So we've covered a couple of subjects.
And actually, we do have, well, I thought we had a, no, we do not, okay. I think we had some questions, though, coming in from the group. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, we have a few Hello? Questions that we can answer.
Okay.
Let's take a look here. First question, can you develop a relationship or bond via text or talking without meeting in person?
Okay. Boom, what you got?
I'd say yes.
Yeah.
I can agree with that. Yeah, that's possible. Actually, I do have a few friends that I do talk to that I've never met before, but you know, the bond is there. So you can that's definitely possible.
Definitely can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So my question, I guess, is to that, it can happen. I think that people can definitely develop a relationship or a bond over the phone. Definitely not through text. I just don't believe that a relationship can be formed through text. Eventually, after texting for a few times, we're going to have to talk. I need to hear your voice. I need to hear your diction. I need to hear all of that, the way you speak. I need to hear your tone. And then, yes, we can start to build that relationship. The initial connection can be made through text. But actually developing a bond and developing a relationship through text, no. Now, over the phone, yes, I think that is definitely possible. But even with that, eventually we have to meet because, again, if I meet you finally, you know, 2-3 years down the road and, you know, you don't – you hold your pinky up or you hold, you know, your mouth a certain way – and we just don't connect physically when we do actually meet in person, then all of that time that we've spent over the phone, not to say that it's been wasted because we can still have that relationship, that bond, but it's not going to necessarily be a love connection because I need to see you. I need to know who you are. I need to meet you. Do I think a bond, a relationship can be started through text and then move to speaking over the phone and then graduate to me meeting you? Because I got to know who you are. I have to look you in your eye. The eyes, they say, are the window to the soul, and I need to look you in your eye.
Amen.
But what if he's blind?
You are stupid.
Well.
You are so dumb.
Okay.
Oh,
that was not right.
Let me stop.
I'm an exit.
I am too. But even with that, I still have to touch and feel. Exactly. What did I have to do? I have to touch and feel, sniff or something.
You know,
he felt the
rush. Right,
go.
My bad.
Stevie got all the women, okay?
So wrong. Ladies, did y'all hear that?
Wow.
I know y'all love him. Y'all love his voice, but you hear that.
Hey, we're going to cut to a caller real quick. We got a caller. The last four of your number are 6595. Again, caller 6595. You're on the air. You got a minute. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. This is Christina. I was just listening in. I totally agree with what was just stated as far as needing to connect in person. Yeah, it's great to start out, and you can actually form a bond with someone just, you know, I wouldn't say just via text, but, you know, phone calls, text, you know, having some connection. But, yeah, eventually you have to meet I can completely relate to connecting with someone in person and realizing, no, that's just not going to work. And then the communication then fizzles out after that. But you know, you don't want to waste anyone's time either.
Right.
So
right.
I completely agree. And another thing I wanted to address was the previous topic on you know, not kind of being petty with taking your things back after you end a relationship with someone. I think it just kind of depends on how the relationship ends. I mean, if it's an amicable breakup, then I could see leaving, you know, leaving things where they are. I just think that, for instance, when someone has been mistreated in some kind of way, and you know, and that person has invested a lot in the relationship, then I can understand that desire for wanting to respond in a passionate way. However, you know, it really is about that person's mental state and how they cope with the breakup. You know, sometimes people, you know, it really doesn't pay to mess with someone's feelings. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
Because you just never know what's going to trigger someone to react the way that they do. So you just have to be careful and treat people the way that you want to be treated and communicate. I mean, if it's not working, speak up. This isn't working.
Yeah.
And try to end the relationship as amicably as possible.
That's good.
All I have.
Yeah. Well, good. Thank you for calling in. That was awesome.
Yeah,
that was an awesome response. That does give you something else to think about too.
Thank you.
She said it kind of depends on, you know, what was given too, because if, say for instance, you were in a relationship with someone and you asked them to marry you and you gave them your grandmother's ring when you proposed, you would want that back. And I would want to give that back.
Right.
You know, so it kind of depends on what you've given, the investment that you've made. Like she said, that's interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the other comment she made too about treating someone in such a way that you never know what their response might be. Some people might push you to do certain things that are out of your character normally, but because you've been pushed, you know, you could respond in a way that you didn't even expect yourself to respond.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah, well, actually, something was on my mind about the first topic when we said fighting fair, and we covered so much, but there was one thing I wanted to talk about, because I think, I forget who brought it up, somebody had brought it up about, David first talked about not yelling, which I agree with, and then someone else had talked about, you know, the way you speak. I'll never forget, and you know, I like to use personal experiences from things I've learned from. Sometimes they're my bad, sometimes it's both. I remember having an argument with a young lady that I was dating, and this was a full-fledged relationship, seeing each other regular, we were exclusive, all that. And I can't remember what we argued about. But the only thing I remember was she never raised her voice, she never got excited, but I said something along the lines like, well, maybe this thing has run its course. I said it in the same inflection I just told y'all right now, and her response was as calm as you could possibly imagine, but it was the words F you. And she said them, I mean, just so calmly. And I remember just like I was, again, she didn't raise her voice. She apologized.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll give, she apologized. She apologized right after it. Like I shouldn't have said that. But later on, as we began to talk, I remember saying, you know, I sometimes don't like the way you talk to me. And she was like, I apologize for it. I didn't yell. I didn't scream.
Mm-hmm.
And she really, in her mind, she was like, as long as I didn't raise my voice, I'm cool. And I'm like, no, it was calm. That was almost worse, because you weren't even riled up. I would have rather you got excited. I would have rather you told me, shut up, brother. You know, we need to do X, Y, Z. You being calm, to me, that's premeditated. That's my opinion. I want to know everybody's thoughts, but to me, that was almost worse, that she came so calm. You know, it was like a slow cut. It wasn't a stab. It was a slow slice across the neck, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. I think sometimes you have to watch the people who are extremely calm during arguments. You have to be very careful of those people, because those quiet people, because those people are really sitting back and contemplating and thinking about the response. If they're going to give one, they're thinking about it. When you said that you feel like we've reached the end, and she said what she said. She acted out of character, first of all. It doesn't sound like she's a person who would cuss you out and do all of those things normally. So she acted out of character, and she allowed you to get her out of, like the last caller said, you don't know how she was going to respond depending on what you said. So that was her response. But I do commend her for at least apologizing. She knew that she was wrong for what she said. So I do commend her for doing that. But those people who, you know, have that slow boil, who will, you know, allow you to hoop and holler and scream and do all the stuff that you do, or get excited, and they are sitting there and they're quiet, you got to watch those people. Watch them.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and you're right. I mean, think about it. She had never even cussed ever before.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
She wasn't
expecting
for you to
say
that, first and foremost. Yeah, she wasn't expecting for you to say that. And so when you did say that, she was like, wait a minute,
yeah,
hold on. And
wait
that,
a minute.
That just came out. Yeah. That was an involuntary response. That was like, you know, a reflex. That wasn't even something she had thought about. But
okay.
but she realized that she was acting out of character, and that's why she apologized to you. Otherwise, she wouldn't have done that. She would have said it and walked on out. So you know, again, sometimes that happens. I have to say that sometimes that just does happen.
Mm-hmm. And see, I think if I retaliated with what I was thinking about saying, then I would have earned it, and I might not be here right now.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, but anyway, excellent. So, and as usual, the time freaking flies. We
wow.
are almost out of time tonight. But again, it
yeah.
was so good to be back. You know, after being a little hiatus for a couple of minutes, really, really appreciate it. Love the call, the callers, the comments. We're gonna do a little
yeah,
sign off here and there. If you wanna go ahead and start the sign offs, Mr. Boom.
First and foremost, I want to apologize to any blind people that might be listening to the show. Didn't mean anything by it, just trying to be funny. But with that being said, we appreciate the listeners that we had tonight. I enjoyed the topics. I enjoyed the show. I enjoy my colleagues as well. So I just want that known that, you know, we missed you guys too. I'm glad we're all back together.
Yeah.
So just want to say to you guys, peace and love and good night.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And this is
Madam
Ms.
Secretary.
Parker.
Oh,
go ahead,
okay.
Madam Secretary.
Either way.
This is Ms. Parker. Hey, Ms. Parker. Just signing off, telling everybody. This has been an awesome show. Thank you again for tuning in. If you have questions that you want to submit to us, please feel free to do so. We will get to your questions. And then, too, we'll see you again in 2 weeks.
Hey, hey. It's Ms. Madam Secretary signing off. I definitely enjoyed everyone today. Definitely want to thank all of our listeners. Anyone who tried to call and get in, we'll definitely get back to you next time. And make sure you tune in with us next Thursday, same time. It'll be our other teammates. They'll be on live, but definitely tune in as well, and we'll see you guys the following week.
All right. And again, I got the greatest crew in the entire world. I love all of y'all, these three people. Again, I always say it, you don't know how much work goes into putting these shows on. They are fantastic. Love them to death. Love all of our listeners. We had a great, huge audience tonight, so we really appreciate it. Overseas, in the States, everywhere you're listening from, hey, join the group. If you're single, join the group. You know, we'd love to have you in. Midwest Mocha Singles is the Facebook group. Other than that, as said, we will be back the Thursday after next. Next Thursday is the other group, Miss Mama Pam. She will have her group ready to go. We'll have new topics, new stories, new jokes, new time. Love y'all. We will see you in a minute.
Bye.
Have a nice one.